Good morning, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. And we are broadcasting live from beautiful, sunny, very sunny Oroville. And we are so thrilled to be out of lockdown, a little bit anyway. It is so exciting. And today on the show, I have Pratik. Pratik has been a participant and an observer with what we are doing with our fun shops. So Pratik, tell me, how was it as a participant? Because you came from doing waste management, and now you're doing some sort of other wasting or getting rid of, yeah?
It was like a self-discovery in a lot of sense. To start with, I was actually on a break from my work. Yeah, so I just decided not to continue with what I was currently doing, and I just wanted to explore something different. And then I just got introduced to Mediclan Academy through my partner. So she was just going through this fun shop, and through that fun shop, I got a little bit of trigger that, hey, why not? I'm not anyways engaged in any kind of active work. So let me just take this, seize this opportunity and start, with this fun shop. So it was really great and exciting.
But what was great about it and what was exciting? Mm-hmm. And how did it have an impact on your relationship? Because partners taking a workshop or fun shop together definitely has some interesting things that are happening.
Yeah, it's very interesting to note that I was going through my own self inner journey in a way, even before I took up the workshop, wherein I was trying to figure out my career, my relationship path, my future, and how things are going to be, whether I'm going to stick around to Oroville or go somewhere and explore in another city, mm-hmm. something new all of a sudden. But all these things were part of my inner journey. I was not very much sure. And in this phase of lack of clarity came, the fun shop came by me. And by attending the workshop, I really explored myself differently. Few things which happened and which I want to highlight is that I started embracing myself much more than I could do before.
Ah, what do you mean embracing yourself? How?
So, whenever I used to hear a voice from inside, I was like, hey, this is not what I'm meant to do. This is not being mature and, this is kind of stupid. So let me just try and stick to what I'm known to do regularly, you know. Past 5-6 years, I've been part of waste management and I've really been more professional than usual, which is not my, definitely not my sort of a thing, because I'm very much used to being fun and loving, and I like to work around with a lot of people, bring about laughter, and that is what the fun shop did to me, you know, brought me back to what I really missed through my work.
So it gave you an opportunity to express your authentic self?
Yeah, that's right. So it's funny because when I was in college, I really used to be like, like a clown. It's funny now when I look back, because what do we do? As a clown, we do not really fear anything. We can express what we feel like. And that was my quality when I was back in engineering. But somehow through my career, I think it was thought to me, or maybe I just saw people in my profession and I got a little bit serious and I forgot totally what it means to be myself.
But one of the things that we did in the clowning was very serious work. I find it interesting because I think we have this perception that clowning is all about fun, but it's also about very, very deep inner work. And can you explain maybe perhaps, there you go, what some of this deep inner work has supported you with in your relationship with yourself, with your partner, and with the people you hang out with?
No, totally. When I got introduced to the module 2, which was like, embracing your inner self through your inner clown. So the first thing which came to my mind, something which struck me hard was, I always thought it was going to be fun. But when the term inner clown, came into my notice, I was kind of surprised. How can clown be related to something which is of your own inner exploration? So it was, I was very curious. So that was one of the constant exploration which I was trying to do with myself in the process of the fun shop. So some of the takeaways for me, for self, and also in the relationship with my partner is that I became very expressive. Yeah, so I, even now when I'm having this conversation with you, I have this huge smile on my face. Before, I used to get wrinkles, you know, I'm like, so it used to be really hard for me to, like, be expressive. I was very conscious as to what people would perceive me to be and all sorts of unwanted things, which really do not matter now because I know that what I feel is because who I am and I just love that, right? So that has been very different. And also one constant thing which has been there ever since I've attended the workshop with you is that I just try to acknowledge whatever the emotion flow is.
You know, I think you've touched upon something that's so important just in terms of mental health. You know, there are times that people just suppress everything. You know, it's like, I'm going through this hard time, but I'm just going to ignore it. I'm just going to suppress it. As opposed to allowing it to come to the surface, looking at it, reflecting upon it, examining it, and then having that ability to transform it, right? And we use a number of different tools and social technologies, right, from laughter and deep reflective work to theater exercises. Could you tell us a little bit about your relationship with your partner? How has that impacted your relationship with her?
So going a little bit back before the fun shop, 10 days before the fun shop, the relationship had been in rough waters. Reason behind that has been my own lack of clarity with what I have been doing and my inability to actually, accept the situation. I was being rebellious towards the situation and not really embracing it or accepting that, okay, this is what it is. I have to accept it now. So that actually put me into a difficulty in really being vocal and expressive about how I feel about the current situation. So I became a little bit, I was within my own bubble, which eventually had to burst out. But it was wonderful how it all happened. I think it was just a series of events. But yeah, one thing which I recollect now while having this conversation about relationship is that how I was trying to find my own problems in someone else, but not able to find a solution with myself. When I could see it in someone else, it was easy for me to just pinpoint and say that, hey, this is what is going wrong. This is what we need to be doing. But when it came to self, I lacked that confidence to, go through the correction course. So with the workshop or in those 7 days, which I was part of the module 2 and module 3, one thing which really happened beautiful for me is that I became more clear as to why I want to be in a relationship, why I want to embrace the way I feel, and why I have to be more expressive as to what I feel, be it a sad emotion or a happy emotion. At the end of the day, it is my emotion. And it is important, the way I feel.
Absolutely beautiful. I think you've really encapsulated some of these things, right? So, I mean, your key takeaways is the clarity, right?
Yeah.
The ability to express and the confidence and the ability to go back to your authentic self.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's why I think we're changing it from a workshop to a fun shop. And you talked about being in waste management, and it sounds like you are getting rid of the waste inside. And it's being recycled, returned, and there is a beautiful transformation, right? Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We'll be having you back as a participant and also as someone who's observing what we're doing very, very closely.
Right. Yeah.
And now what we normally do at the end of this is we invite our audience, our listening audience and our YouTube audience and Sai Priya, who is our sound engineer, and Hamish, who's behind the camera right now, and yourself, as we send laughter out throughout the world to heal our world of all the hurts. And everyone, give yourself a big hug wherever you are, and let's just laugh our way out. One, two, three.